Hubhopper Originals।
हेलो एंड आज के इस एपिसोड में आप सभी का हार्दिक अभिनंदन। हम लोग जब बड़े हो रहे थे तो इंडियन मिडिल क्लास फैमिलीज में दो चीज़ों पे ना हमारे पेरेंट्स ने हमेशा से एम्फसाइज किया है। पहली बात, पढ़ाई कर लो, दूसरी बात, नौकरी लग जाओ। अब ये बचपन से होता है कि ठीक है बेटा पढ़ लो, ज़िंदगी में कुछ बन जाओगे, क्या बनेंगे वो तो बाद में जाके पता चलता है। एंड देन यू नो ऑल ऑफ अस गेट ऑन टू आर जर्नी ऑफ एजुकेशन, और टू पुट इट मोर प्रिसाइसली हम लोग शुरू करते हैं अपनी जर्नी स्कूल की, स्कूल के बाद कॉलेज की। और उस जर्नी में हमें बहुत सारे लोग मिलते हैं, कुछ पढ़ाई में बहुत होशियार, कुछ पढ़ाई में थोड़े से होशियार, कुछ होते हैं जो मतलब मेरे जैसे कि हाँ यार बस पासिंग मार्क्स आ जाएं, बापू खुश, अपने को कोई टेंशन नहीं। और फिर कई होते हैं जो बेचारे यू नो नहीं पहले अटेम्प्ट में क्लियर कर पाते। चलो सो ये मिक्स वैरायटी है। सो व्हेन आई वाज ग्रोइंग अप, व्हेन आई वाज इन द एजुकेशन डेज ऑफ माय लाइफ, माय पेरेंट्स हैड वेरी हाई होप्स कि ठीक है लड़का यू नो बेटा हमारा बड़ा होगा, पढ़ाई करेगा। मैं पढ़ाई में होशियार भी था, घर पे मार पड़ती थी, स्कूल में नंबर अच्छे आ जाया करते थे, तो कभी पेरेंट्स ने इतना ध्यान दिया नहीं। अभी इस पॉडकास्ट के थ्रू मैं बहुत सारी स्टोरीज आप लोगों से शेयर करता हूँ। एक स्टोरी जो मैंने अपनी रिसर्च में देखी वो ये था कि आईवी लीग यूनिवर्सिटीज़ जो हैं वो कुछ 8 अमेरिकन यूनिवर्सिटीज़ जिनमें हर एक का जाने का मन करता है। मैं सोचता था पहले यार कैसे जाते होंगे बच्चे, मतलब क्या क्या चाहिए उसके लिए, क्या करना है क्या नहीं। सो देन आई वॉज डूइंग माई रिसर्च एनी वेज एंड देन इट काइंड ऑफ वेंट ऑफ, मैंने उतना ध्यान दिया नहीं। देन I got connected with Shambhavi who is just cracked her IV exam and she's going to US. She was supposed to fly but then because of the pandemic she could not. I invited her on the podcast. Now she's very 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 knowledgeable. She's very knowledgeable about the computer languages and coding. But you know the best part, hum sab log IV mein ya ek class business schools mein kyun jaate hain, taki hum log aage jaake बिजनेस करेंगे या पैसे कमाएंगे या वर्ल्ड फेमस बनेंगे। वन गुड थिंग दैट आई लाइक्ड अबाउट शंभावी, आई आस्क्ड हर इफ शी वांटेड टू एवर गेट इनटू अ वेंचर ऑफ हर ओन, इफ शी वांटेड टू स्टार्ट अप, व्हाट वुड शी स्टार्ट। शी सेड आई वुड स्टार्ट एन एड टेक कंपनी वेयर इन आई शुड बी एबल टू टीच अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल अबाउट मशीन लर्निंग, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस, एंड देन शी ऑल्सो वॉन्ट्स टू गेट इनटू रिसर्च ऑफ आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस एंड मशीन लर्निंग। लेट्स टॉक टू शंभावी एंड फाइंड आउट हाउ टू गेट इनटू द आईवीज, what are the IVs all about, what is the hype all about, interview process kya hai, and how happy she is to get into the IVs. Join me today in welcoming Shambhavi to this episode of the Biblio Babu Show, real life, real learning, real stories, hashtag no bakchodi. Sat Sri Akal and welcome to the Biblio Babu Show. I'm your host Amandeep. This is a podcast which I started to help myself. मैंने इतनी किताबें पढ़ी हैं, इतने लोगों से मिला हूँ, इतना ज्ञान सुना है, देखा है. So I thought कि चलो, let me express myself and जो कुछ देखा सीखा उसे अपनी life में implement करके let's see where the life takes me. And yes, it has been a great journey so far. So in this podcast, we take stories from the books, apply them in real life, and here I am sharing my stories with you. If you're new here, consider subscribing. You can search for the Biblio Babu Show on Google. You can ask Alexa. You can ask Google Assistant. You can go to hubhopper.com. You can search for the Biblio Babu Show on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Gaana, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Aur iske saath, let me take you to today's episode of the Biblio Babu Show. Real life, real learning, real stories. Hashtag no bakchodi. Hi Shambhavi, welcome to the show. How are you? How are you doing?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me here, Amandeep.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Shambhavi. And first, let's start with Mumbai because that is something which connects us. So I've been in Bombay and this is okay. The time when, you know, Mumbai sees the monsoon.
Yeah.
How is it there? Is it still raining? Is it started? How are you coping up with the monsoons and COVID at the same time?
Well, actually, it hasn't rained so much this year. In fact, it's sunny outside the window. And it's actually not normal for us in this month to see so much sunlight, actually.
I know, I know.
So, yeah, so that's about the monsoon. I hope that it starts raining. It's good for nature, it's good for us also. And secondly, about COVID, it has been really exhausting for me. And like this lockdown, it has been so difficult, especially I was in my final year of college and the semester got over in between. Like basically we had to, like just stick at homes only. We couldn't go to college. All our studies got interrupted and the touch of college got lost. And obviously, since it was the final semester, we had so many plans. Like we'd go out, we'd hang out with our friends and do whatnot. All that got spoiled. So that's what it is.
So here's a fun fact which I was keeping till now. So I work for a college. So I'm a teacher in a hotel management college in Pune called the International Institute of Hotel Management. So I'm a hotelier by profession, been about 16 years in the profession, and then I decided to switch to academic. So been about 1.5 year. And what you're saying is, quite relevant, because that's what most of my students also keep on telling me, sir, ghar baith baith ke bas ho gaya abhi. One thing that really caught my eye is the title of your podcast. How I got into the IVs. So before we get to the main question, like how did you get into the IVs, I want to understand, I want to ask you rather, that why did you decide to share your journey with everyone? Because generally there are not many people who do this. So what is the vision behind?
Yeah, so firstly, the past year with this application process had been really overwhelming and stressful, and also it had been a very good learning experience for me. So I felt that my experience can help a lot of people out there to not only plan their applications and actually help reduce their stress. And because, like I said, this process is very stressful for a lot of people. So, like some help or some guidance from anybody can really help you. This especially comes from my experience. Like, I had to reach out to so many people to, like, I had to reach out to them so that they could help me with specific doubts, basically. So I thought that if I can do that to someone, like basically giving back to people, I thought, okay, let's take this up. Let's do this. Then I chose creating a podcast because I feel that podcasts have amazing reach and it gives a lot of flexibility to listeners as well. Like the listeners can be walking in the park or they can be cooking, driving, like anything. It's not that they have to sit in front of a screen and listen. That's another thing I love about podcasts. And I also felt that the information that I wanted to convey need not necessarily be in video format. I could do it in voice also. That is why I felt having a podcast would be amazing for this. And that's why I came up with this concept of sharing my experience through a podcast.
That's nice. So, what was your go-to podcast when, or go-to content absorption channel when you were going through the overwhelming experience of applying and cracking the entrance and all that?
So when I was going through this application process, I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos of my seniors. Like for those who are in this space, they might be knowing Parth Vijayvargiya. He's a very famous YouTuber. Similarly, there's another guy called Harmoor Singh. His YouTube channel name is Singh in USA, but it's not very specific to the application process. It has other aspects of studying abroad. So those two YouTube channels really helped me like draft my applications and also understand what life is outside your home country, basically. So those were the two YouTube channels that I referred to.
Okay, सो आई एम गोना से समथिंग वेरी वेरी इंडियन. ओके, सो ये बहुत कॉमन सी चीज़ है, आपको बहुत बारी सुनने मिलता होगा. वो ये है कि आपने IV क्रैक किया, लाइक यू क्रैक द वन ऑफ द टॉप मोस्ट यूनिवर्सिटीज. सो आप बचपन से इतने होशियार हो या यू डिवेलप दिस इंटेलेक्ट वाइल यू आर ग्रोइंग अप?
Well, that's one thing I want to convey through my podcast, that it's not just about the intellect or the smarts जो भगवान ने आपको दिया है, क्योंकि ऐसा हो सकता है कि जिसने IIT नहीं क्रैक किया हो वो IV क्रैक कर सकता है. Trust me, it happens, because personally even I am not from IIT or any big brand name college. The reason is because this application process is a lot about taking the right steps at the right time. It's not about having lots of brain power, lots of acumen or something, or having like A+ all throughout your report cards. It's about taking the right steps at the right time. You need to have the perfect balance of academics, of extracurriculars, of leadership experience. And that is what I share through my podcast, because if you like see my LinkedIn profile, I guess, so you can see that I've tried to balance it throughout all the time in my undergraduate studies. I guess this is what matters for the colleges, especially the Ivy Leagues. And I think this is the point which listeners should get from this. If there's one takeaway from my podcast, I'd want my listeners to take this away.
हेलो, ये है वो नया सेगमेंट जिसका मुझे बहुत बेसब्री से इंतजार था, द बिब्लियो बाबू शो थ्रोबैक। तो इसमें मैं आपको लेके जाऊंगा अपने पुराने एपिसोड्स के कुछ चंद 30-40 सेकंड्स के क्लिप्स में, कुछ उन अच्छी मोमेंट्स में जो मुझे भी बहुत अच्छे लगे। सो हियर वी गो।
सो मेजर रीजन ऑफ स्ट्रेस, एक्चुअली ऑफ कोर्स एज वी नो देयर कुड बी मेनी रीजंस फॉर स्ट्रेस, but I think the major reason being, I think the way people approach to their problems in general life to begin with is what I mean to say, is like, just to, if we begin there with a very general platform, I think their the approach, an individual's approach towards the problem, and also the family or the environment, the immediate family or the people surrounding that individual, you know, their reactions to what he or she is really facing or dealing with, these both really define the level of stress an individual would face.
This is the Biblio Babu Show Throwback. When did this journey start? Like, when did you realize कि नहीं यार मेरे को तो IV का try करना ही करना, like I want to give it a hit and I want to, okay, so there are two questions that I'm trying to compile in one question, कि एक तो पहले जा ये शुरू कहाँ से हुआ, like when did that seed pop up in your mind that okay, you know, I want to crack IV? Second thing, did you start with the notion and intention of cracking it through, or you just wanted to give it a shot?
Okay, so I'd answer both your questions together. Your first question was when I started this. So if I speak on the timeline basis, it was exactly a year from now, like a year before.
2018 then?
Yeah, 2018 was the time when I actually thought that I'd, you know, get my, like, I'll go for study abroad and I'll have a master's. I was thinking about what field to do, and I explored this, well, my branch is electronics engineering, so I was just looking up of what I can do, trying to explore my interest, and that took me quite a lot of time, like, to understand. Then secondly, when I realized that this process of application is like really a very long process, so I thought that I should like start early. And by starting early, I meant that I started around 2019 of January, when I actually got the books for the GRE exam, like the exam that we need to give. I actually bought those books and I started studying in January 2019.
Oh, okay.
So that was when I actually started. And then my podcast also talks about the timeline, like specifically in which month I did what. So, but just to give you that kind of, you know, timeline, I'm just being specific. As of why I applied to these colleges, firstly, is because of the research interest that I saw of the professors who are teaching over there. I really loved it that these colleges have amazing, amazing research opportunities and also other career development prospects that they offer you. So I thought that if, you know, like what I'd heard from seniors is that just having excellent academics does not assure you the topmost college. That is why I thought, let's try. Let's just fill in those forms and just see what happens. So it was more like taking a shot. Instead of being very like determined that I'll get it, I just thought of taking a shot.
Or jab crack ho gaya, when you got to know that, okay, yes, finally I've gotten through, how did you react? I'm sure it must be very, you know, I can feel the energy and the excitement that you've had, but then let me hear it from you. Like, how did you react? How was it?
Okay, so actually what had happened, as you might be knowing, or as your listeners might be knowing, that the Ivy Leagues are a set of 8 prestigious universities in the USA. Mm. So initially when I was applying, I wasn't very confident of whether I'll get in or no. Plus, I really wanted to play it safe a bit. So that's why I thought that I'll apply to only 2 of those 8 universities. That is Columbia University in New York City and University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. Mm. So I applied to both of them, and the admit from Pennsylvania University came in first. And it was at night, like obviously, like it's coming from the US, so it'll come at night only. So I was just about to go to sleep and I just checked my mail because expecting there might be something. And there was this, you're admitted to the University of Pennsylvania. The first line, and it really shook me.
I know.
It really shook me. Like I could not process it. I really could not. It really took me 3-4 days to understand that, yes, I'm accepted into one of my dream schools. And wow, that moment was like, I cannot forget that moment. Aur jo neend aa rahi thi wo ud gayi.
Yaar mere ko to 5 din neend na aave.
Ha, like I was just going to sleep and you know, just neend ud gayi.
And how did your family react?
Yeah, my parents were in the other room. I was in my room. So I just called them, aao bahar aao, email aaya hai dekho. And they're like, "Are, email aa gaya." And they understood, they knew it, they had something in their head, they knew it that I would get it, but you know, I did not know I would get it. So you know, it was actually, they had this in their mind ki ha iska to is university mein ho jayega. Ha, they were optimistic about this university particularly. So ha, ho gaya, achhi baat hai, ab so jao. They took it very normally, whereas I couldn't sleep that night. I didn't get any sleep. I texted all my friends right there ki ho gaya meri dream college mein bas. Like whatever I had invested in this process has all, you know, given me what I wanted. So I'm happy that struggle came to an end with the outcome I wanted. So that's how I reacted to Pennsylvania's admit. Second one was Columbia. Columbia came in on 1st April.
Yeah, abhi? This April?
Yeah, 1st April 2020. Yeah, abhi.
What a timing.
So, yeah, what that date. And it was my topmost choice. And the email came on 1st April. I'm like, they are fooling me or something. This is not true or something. Then, you know, it still took me a lot more days to let it sink in. Ki haan chalo ho gaya hai. I'm getting those congratulatory emails like 2-3 times. Okay, it finally sank in like 3-4 days. So that's it.
Coming up in the next episodes of the Biblio Babu Show.
Yep, I was I think 17-year-old when I thought ki I'll be a creator, and I knew till 21 years old, which I am right now, I have the power to do anything or nothing at all, and still I'll be a kid. Age was my motivation ki theek hai dude, aisa hai ki hum kar sakte.
आप सुन रहे हैं द बिब्लियो बाबू शो, एक पॉडकास्ट जो है हम सबकी हेल्प करने के लिए. तो सुनते रहिए, सुनाते रहिए, शेयर करते रहिए. नाउ लेट्स गो बैक टू द मेन एपिसोड.
सो
what is the process like? I'm not an Ivy League. I can never think of getting into an Ivy League, at least for the agle 7 janam, you know, because I was an average like an average student. Mera ek hi goal tha ki 35 okay. number aayenge, apna bapu khush, bas mujhe aur kuch nahi chahiye. So now, you know, let's just say that abhi agli bari, if I plan, like in the next janam, if I plan to get into Ivy League, what is the process? Kya kya karna padega?
Firstly, you need to know that it's about having consistent academics. Aisa nahi hai ki you scored like A+, 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 and then it went to C, D, something like that. It's not, that does not work. Instead, having A+, B+ kind of, you know, that balance I'm talking about, it's more about having that consistency in academics, that kind of, that balance if you can maintain. It's really good to have topmost grades, like you're the class topper, you're a consistent topper, you're a scholarship, this thing, like you've received some scholarships, some awards. That's okay, that's for extraordinary people. But for ordinary people, it's great to have consistency in academics. Secondly, you should like engage in extracurricular activities, especially working in NGOs. And like suppose I'll give you an example that I worked in an NGO for like 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Okay, like it was about teaching young children English and overall personality development. So I had this cause to which I stuck, and that really shows someone on the other side that you're committed, and that once you commit to something, you perform, like you work on it. So I guess that's one quality you need to show through your application. And another thing that you need to show is that whatever you've done in your past, let that be. If you think that your projects aren't so great, that you haven't scored like very good marks, fine, let it be. But for now, you need to show them how your past experiences have prepared you for school, for like graduate school, for their education system. Because if you're an international student, the education system is going to be very different. In India and the US, it is very different. US education system is much more demanding, and it tests you on the concepts and not just memorized knowledge. So you have to prepare yourself for that. You need to show them that whatever you have studied in your favorite subjects, you really like it and you want to take it to the next level by joining their university and studying. Those are the qualities that need to come out on your application.
And then do they also have an interview or something?
It basically depends on the university and it depends on their requirement also. Like I remember for Columbia, there was an interview.
Okay.
It was a very small interview, like virtually, obviously, that they had 3 questions. Each question, the questions were like very generic. Like, why did you apply to this university? What do you like most about your field? What do you like most about the university? Those are very general questions, the answers to which you should know when you're applying.
Correct.
And they just asked me those 3 questions, and it was not actually a person on the other end. I was just recording my own video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just my own video. And just 1 minute short answers, which like I sent through, that's it. Just hoping that I would get it. So. It was a very short interview. It got over in no time. And when it got over, I was like, okay, ho gaya. Jo ho gaya, so ho gaya. It was so short. It went so fast.
So Shambhavi, thank you so much, you know, for talking to me. It's a very, very short interaction that we've had. But then, yes, I'm looking forward to many more. And I wish you all the best on behalf of all my listeners and from my own side. I wish you all the best and, you know, look forward to you flying soon to the US and, you know, sending us a tweet or an Instagram ping that, you know, you've reached there, and looking forward to all those photos of you researching in the university.
And thank you for having me here.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for listening. I certainly hope you liked today's episode. Pasand aaya to like, share, subscribe karo. Pasand nahi aaya to bhi like, share, subscribe karo. And also send me your thoughts on feedback.amansiddhu@gmail.com. Once again, feedback.amansidhu@gmail.com. If you also wish to be a part of my mailing list, send me an email. You can also connect with me on Instagram @AmanSSidhu, on Facebook, Amandeep Singh, on Twitter, Amandeep412. And iske saath, I will see you in the next episode. Tab tak, #NoBakchodi.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और एक मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।